This is the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. Every Monday this fall, we're talking about technology and education because many students, caregivers, and teachers are getting a crash course in ed tech. Even before the pandemic, one way technology has been creeping into students' lives is through grading. And we're not just talking about those multiple choice bubble sheets that have been around for decades. The Educational Testing Service, which creates statewide assessments for K-12 students, along with higher ed tests like the GRE, has been using artificial intelligence to grade essays since 1999. But can AI really tell good writing from bad? Andreas Orania is Vice President of Assessment and Learning Technology Development for ETS. He says systems are trained to look for things like style, grammar, and how arguments are built.
A system is trained to extract a lot of features of good and bad writing. And so what that system does then, it aggregates all that data from an essay after processing it, and then it produces some kind of professional score. The scores of the computer are being compared to a human rater. And then if there's a big discrepancy, usually a third rater comes in to resolve that discrepancy.
So it's actually sort of a check on the human reviewer?
It is the way we use it. It is a check on the human reviewer.
We've seen stories of students, you know, kind of gaming the system, just writing a bunch of keywords that they know the system is going to be looking for and getting a perfect score. What's the usefulness of that kind of grading if it can easily be gamed?
If a system is that easily gameable, it's obviously not a very good system and it needs to be revisited. Now, you have to take into account what the purpose was. So if the purpose of a system is to help a student in a low-stakes environment learn or to help inform a teacher, the needs of that system are obviously very different than if you make big life decisions about admitting someone or other, very impactful decisions based on it. And so, you know, it depends on how you use it.
Clearly, there are some school systems that are using AI in this way. What role do you see the companies that make the technology having in, you know, preventing it from being used in a way that you think is not actually that helpful?
We have done a bunch of presentations over the past couple of years to kind of set up some key questions that we believe teachers should ask. Is the data that is being used in these systems appropriate for my students, right? Are these models related to what my students need? Can I intervene in the system? All these kind of questions that teachers need to ask. And I think it's really important that as we move further and further in this automated world, that we really tool people and arm people with those questions and being able to make good judgments for whether these tools are good for the learning that happens in their classrooms or not.
Andreas Orania is with ETS. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.